welcome to another episode of the Smashy Business Show. My name is Hindan Deh, and I am here with...
Abdulmajid Awan.
Abdulmajid, how are you feeling this Tuesday?
I'm feeling good. The week started good, so let's hope...
It did start very good. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the meteor shower that happened last night and also is happening tonight. Unfortunately, I didn't get the chance to see it this year, but I've seen it 2 years ago, and it's just one of the most spectacular views you'll ever see in your life.
So you're planning to go today?
Hopefully. If I have the time, I'll definitely drive up far from the city and just look at the... People call them shooting stars, which is a misconception. But yes, if you do have the time and the energy to drive into a desert area, do that.
And put up a camp as well.
Put up a camp, bring some snacks, and enjoy the skies.
Okay. Is there anything attached to it? Like in Asian countries, especially where I come from, everything that happens for a reason, maybe for good luck, bad luck. So do we have any of those conceptions or misconceptions to be exact?
Well, when people see a shooting star, there's always this idea of like shooting upon a wishing star or shooting upon a shooting star, which is a Disney thing, I think.
So I guess it's not a misconception, it's a misconception coined by Disney that if there is a shooting star, either an alien is coming to the earth or maybe you can make a wish and your wish will
maybe
be granted.
Maybe it will come true, yes.
Oh, nice. That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Guys, plan it. Go today, most probably.
In other exciting news, AI has been making very quick advancements and developments these past few days. Yesterday, I don't know if you have seen, but on Twitter, there have been a lot of videos circulating of AI showing people just talking, and it's incredible because it does not look one bit like AI. It literally looks like a person talking.
Yeah, I saw a video by the Angami co-founder as well. He posted a video which he made himself. He said it took him like half an hour to make, and the video is of a guy giving a lecture with a background of like sponsors, the branded backgrounds that you have at lectures. And he's speaking in Arabic. But the great thing was, apart from some weird eye movement, the video looked too real.
Yes.
Too real. And the caption itself was that it's going, the AI is revolutionizing so fast that it's becoming hyper real. And regarding that, we also have a story which will go online today. Yesterday I read it, that there's a AI real estate agent by a company, Realist, and she replies to you on Telegram. She's there on Instagram. She has 100,000 followers. People interact with her like she's real. And she has done nearly $30 million of business for the company by now. So hopefully go to our social media pages. We have to plug that in. Go to our social media pages. You'll surely see that story also. So AI, yes. AI is, again, it's always touted to be the next big thing after internet and after all the social media. So let's see. Hopefully AI will not become as real that it replaces humans.
Yes. I don't know about you, Majid, but when I saw those images and videos, I was a little bit concerned because I know that in the future, people who already don't have very high media literacy would not be able to tell the real from the fake. And I think that's very concerning, especially in this media landscape. Anything could be portrayed as real. And it would be kind of difficult to track if these videos are AI, if it's to that quality.
We've seen deepfake evolve a lot in the past few years. Videos of a lot of celebrities have been published, and deepfake is a big thing now. Mm-hmm. People used to talk about the dark web at some point. Oh, it's very something, very alien. You can't get in. It's very difficult. Now deepfake is that new thing. So let's see. Hopefully AI helps us more and doesn't cause more problems, because when ChatGPT came, when a lot of AIs came, everyone was like that most probably we'll lose our jobs. And but a lot of industry veterans have clarified it that AI is going to create more jobs. There will always be fears whenever a new technology comes in. Like the industrial revolution, machines came and replaced humans, but humans moved into more management roles. So hopefully AI will do the same, not take our jobs and not replace me and him most probably on this show. And it will become something that helps humans at the end of the day, not destroy our livelihoods.
Yes, let's move on to our three main stories
yes.
today. So Dubai plans to attract investment from China, Abu Dhabi rental market surges, Egypt's Thunder aims to revolutionize investment for MENA youth, Dubai, and Dubai is... So for our first story, Dubai is intensifying efforts to attract Chinese investment in various sectors such as green technology, electric vehicles, e-commerce, artificial intelligence, healthcare, and renewable energy. This push is part of broader initiatives by Dubai and the UAE to strengthen economic ties with China, leveraging historical relations and existing trade connections. Last year, non-oil bilateral trade between Dubai and China reached $67.8 billion, showing a 4% increase from the previous year.
And I think, Hind, this story is really important in the perspective of, again, we always talk about it. We can't always move away from the. It's always about diversifying the money that you're putting in.
Yes.
And with China coming in, there's also this news in the media that the Expo 2020 venue, that they're trying to build it into a business hub.
Mm-hmm.
And those people are also trying to bring in as many Chinese companies as possible. And China in the past and recently also, they've had trouble investing in Europe and America because they have a economic cold war going on with those countries.
And the political aspect of it as well.
Yeah, the political angles. But mainly what they're doing is they're trying to find a place which is good for investment. The investment environment is friendly. UAE provides a perfect mm-hmm. environment. And Dubai, most importantly, has the Expo 2020 land. So let's hope that these companies come in and Dubai thrives.
And likewise, this helps the UAE as well and Dubai because it's bringing in a lot of foreign investors from China, which will make the economy surge.
So actually, it's the D33 agenda, Dubai 33 agenda, according to which they want to earn trillions of dollars, obviously. Every economic agenda has a goal related to money, that this much amount of money we want. So non-oil companies coming to Dubai, non-oil businesses, commodities, anything which is away from oil coming to Dubai is good for Dubai.
Yes.
Travel tourism, everything that we always talk about is already there. It's booming. But more companies, more businesses coming is always, always, always good. So let's hope Dubai enjoys Chinese mm-hmm. investments and Chinese investors also come in. It'll be a good, it's a very safe environment, to be honest, for China. Coming to Dubai is the safest bet, not Dubai, even the Middle Eastern region,
yes.
Saudi Arabia,
yes.
their Saudi Vision 2030. Yesterday we talked about the law, the investment law that they've changed, and it has made foreign investment easier in Saudi Arabia now with equal distribution, equal everything, fair treatment to foreign investors. So this is a good thing that is happening, mm-hmm. and hopefully this region will prosper with Chinese coming in.
Yes. Moving on, or do we add something more to the story?
I guess let's talk about the Abu Dhabi rents increase.
Yes. Yeah, so,
it's a very interesting story.
Yes. So Abu Dhabi rental market surges with 102% increase in contracts amidst supply shortages. So the Abu Dhabi's residential rental market is experiencing a significant surge in demand, with the number of rental contracts more than doubling in the first half of this year compared to last year. The Emirates saw 49,135 new rental agreements, which is a very big number, in just half the year, in the first half of the year, marking a 102% increase. Despite this rising demand, rental prices in Abu Dhabi still remain more affordable than in Dubai, which is fascinating. What do you think about that?
It's a funny thing always. People in Dubai will always find them complaining about the rising rents. One BHK which used to go for 65 or 70,000 per month last year goes for 85, 90,000 now. The high-end areas, the high, like downtown,
Jumeirah.
JVC, JLT, Jumeirah, maybe Bursa even. I
have
started counting in Bursa in high-end areas because the rents there are very high. For a 1 BHK, I remember when I was looking for a house in Dubai like 1.5 years ago, I saw a 1 BHK apartment in Bursa and it was hardly 62 or 63.
Wow.
But now that same apartment is going for 90. So it's a meteoric rise in the price, and I would not go to Bershka now because it's very expensive. But all these things show that people are now looking for other options apart from Dubai, because Dubai has become very expensive. Yes. Good thing for the owners of the property, because they're getting more rents and more ROI if they're selling and buying. But and it's good news for Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, and it's not just Abu Dhabi. A lot of people who work in Dubai, you'll find them living in either Ajman and Sharjah, which is why the traffic is quite literally insane in the morning.
Yeah, it's, because everyone is coming from
Is coming from Ajman and Sharjah. I come from Sharjah, so I can tell you, you know, the traffic is very, very
You lose like two
crazy.
Years of your life in the traffic.
Yes.
No, but so, Sharjah also soon... reading since I read a lot of property news, because again it's the biggest thing right now in the Middle East and UAE region, Sharjah is also implementing some changes. There's already been news of 10% increases across Sharjah in rents, so people are finding, but still, if you're getting on BHK in Sharjah for 25 or 30k per year, and even if there is a 10% increase,
it still beats Dubai. Yeah. Yes.
I remember a colleague of mine was trying to get a house in Ajman. She's living in a 2 BHK and she's paying 28,000. So now when she went out to look for another house, those prices were 35 and 40K. So he was like, no, I stay here, and told the landlord that they can increase 10% of the rent.
Yeah, that's
so she goes to 30 now. So people, the actual stories of the people on ground, it tells you a very real picture that Dubai is becoming expensive. And Abu Dhabi's market, this report clearly indicates that Abu Dhabi is the next destination after Sharjah and Ajman.
Yes.
And Abu Dhabi is very calm and quiet. As
it is very calm.
It's also a capital. The opportunities are growing there. There was always a misconception that Abu Dhabi has less jobs and Dubai has more jobs. But that's changing, because a lot of companies are now setting up their offices in Abu Dhabi. So if they're going to Abu Dhabi, obviously the jobs will move there as well. And eventually businesses will also move, and the people who work in those companies will move to Abu Dhabi. So it's good distribution of people within the seven Emirates.
Yes.
Hopefully that happens to Ras Al Khaimah and Umm Al Quwain as well.
Yes, Ras Al Khaimah is seeing very big developments in its economy. Yeah.
So that
and tourism sector.
Wynn Enterprises, the whole casino and the whole area being built up.
Yes.
Hopefully people will now move to Ras Al Khaimah, because I don't think people want to live in Ras Al Khaimah as compared to Dubai.
I think, yes, that's true. But I think after these recent developments, also there was a new Vegas Strip announced in Ras Al Khaimah, and I think that's very attractive to people. So I think in the coming years, it might be the next Dubai.
Yeah, hopefully.
I'm just saying, yes.
Let's see. So there's this one app that we did a story on yesterday also. It's by Egyptian founders. It's called Thunder. It helps the youth of Middle East and North African region. It's launched in Egypt. It's planning to come to Dubai and Saudi Arabia and all the Middle Eastern countries. It will try to cover it sooner or later. They have plans for 2025. But they help you invest in businesses, in basically stocks, bonds.
Yes.
So it's easy access to stock markets.
Yes. And they're targeting the young people in the MENA region, because there was a report done a week ago, I think, that the financial literacy rates in the MENA region and in the UAE especially is quite high. Illiteracy, excuse me. And so I think this app would be very accessible to young people who might not have a big idea on how to invest in stocks and the stock market in general. So this is a very big move by Thunder.
The last number that I have about e-literacy or the use of a smartphone, access to good internet, I guess 98% of Dubai people, they have a good access to good internet, not like very basic internet, good internet, and they have smartphones. So that's a big number, and Dubai is like the destination to invest in right now if you're into that kind of technology, if you are an app-based business. So hopefully, let's see. There are other competitors for Thunder in the region as well. There are big companies that are helping people invest in stocks, bonds, and everything. So let's see. Maybe they disrupt the market, or maybe someone takes over. It's always the story of startups. Someone is taking over the other startup, or some startup is growing astronomically. Mm-hmm. It always happens in the market. So hopefully, we'll see you tomorrow again at 10 a.m. And exactly. Hopefully she goes tonight and sees the meteor shower.
Yes, I will update you guys tomorrow morning.
So let's see you tomorrow. Please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. You can follow us on all the social media channels. We're there at Smashy Business. We also publish a daily newsletter on LinkedIn and through Beehive as well. Everything is on our social media. You can always go there and subscribe to the newsletter as well. Thank you very much. Take care.
Thank you, everybody.
See you tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.